This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said yesterday he was likely to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss the conflict in eastern Ukraine, adding that all sides were at the finish line of agreeing a new ceasefire. He said, "It seems to me that everything is going forward, the fact that this meeting will take place." Zelensky has sought a meeting with Putin after the two countries traded blame over a spike in clashes in the Donbas conflict and a buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine's border and in annexed Crimea. Russia began a troop pullback last week, and Putin said he was willing to meet Zelensky in Moscow. Zelensky said he had instructed his chief of staff to contact the Kremlin to discuss when and where the two leaders could meet. The first shipment of critical medical supplies arrived in India today as the country continues to struggle with a catastrophic second wave of COVID-19 infections, a situation described as beyond heartbreaking by the head of the World Health Organization.
There were almost as many cases globally last week as in the first 5 months of the pandemic.
Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced 2,600 extra WHO staff members are going to India to help support the effort to fight the disease. A plane from Britain filled with 100 ventilators and 95 oxygen concentrators, which collects atmospheric air and converts it into pure oxygen, landed at the airport in Delhi before dawn. A Palestinian election candidate expressed concern today at reports that the Palestinian Authority plans to call off elections due to take place next month. Now, Roda, who's standing for the Freedom List, said postponing the vote would be tantamount to canceling it. Egyptian officials said that the PA plans to cancel the elections, the first for 15 years.